Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back, people. Man, I just had this fruit leather from Sam's Stretch Island. So good. 48 in the pack. It's gone 2-3 days. I can't help but eat them. They're too good. Check them out. They got strawberry, apricot, raspberry, grape. It's a bunch of different flavors in that box. So good. But anyway, as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please continue to do what you're doing. Tell a friend, coworker, enemy, somebody. I really appreciate it, man. And this is a week of great appreciation and thank you to everyone that supported me. I finally got my shirts in, my Don't Tread on Comedy shirts. People bought them up from me on Facebook, and to the point where I had to get another shipment because I was headed out to Charlotte to do the Comedy Zone, and I had another 20 shirts sent to me on Friday, and they were basically sold out over the next 2 nights. I think I had like 3 or 4 left, but I got a new order coming in, so I really appreciate all support. This is super dope. Now I need to set up a storefront so I can just make it even easier for people to get one. And I think once the right people wear one, this thing can take off. I'll have all this extra shirt money. But truly appreciate it. Before I go into anything else, I guess I'll do my milestone. For those who don't know, I have a soon-to-be 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I kind of like just to talk about what's going on in his life and what he's doing and accomplishing and his interests. And he's still into the, the game developer. I wouldn't call it coding, but he's into this, still into his editor thing. My wife and I went yesterday, bought the Nintendo Switch, got Mario Maker 2. And now it's just going to be a tough 2 weeks for me, man. It's going to be tough. Look, I get too excited about gifts. My wife is the complete opposite. She can buy you a gift 5 years in advance and you would never know. Me, I get too excited, man. I'm like a kid. I get too hyped. I can't keep a secret when it comes to gifts. So it's going to be a tough 2 weeks. But I know he's going to be excited. I can't wait to see his face when he opens it. I can't wait. But here's the thing. We have to give it to him the day before his birthday because he's having this jump party that's at like noonish or something. The last thing I want to do is he gets up on his birthday, gets a Nintendo Switch, and then we got to spend hours setting it up, and then it's time to go to the party. And that's like, even though having a party is dope, what's worse as a kid is getting a game system and you can't play it. So the plan is just to give it to him on Saturday. And that way, he has all day to play it. And I'll probably set it up Friday night once he goes to bed and just wrap the box. Because again, that would suck for him to go, hey, here's a Nintendo Switch. Now you got to wait 2 or 3 hours while I get it all hooked up, which takes 2 seconds. You get it hooked up, I got to figure out how to get online, set up a profile. Probably got to set up some accounts at Nintendo or some crap like that. So I'll do that the night before. That way, when he opens that box and opens the present, he sees that he's got it, boom, he can just go right to playing. I'm trying to have some forethought here, you know. I bought him a Sonic game a while ago, and it was kind of late at night. It was probably like around 7, 7:30. He usually goes to bed around 8:30. And I was like, hey, man, I got you this Sonic game. I put it in my Xbox. And it took me 2 hours to download the game. I hadn't played my Xbox in a while, so I had to download an update to the Xbox. I had to, whoever makes Sonic, I had to go create a goddamn account with whatever company that is to have a profile. It was just too much. And he didn't even get to play the game. And then when he did, he didn't even like it. So, yeah. It's just, I miss the days where you got a system. You plugged it into the TV, you put the disc in or cartridge in, and you just played. Now you got to go to EA. You got to go to this. You would Blizzard. Now you got to go to Blizzard, set up an account. You verify your email address. You already have an account because you bought a game 10 years ago when they first started doing this shit. Then you quit gaming. You put in your email address. They still fucking remember it. So then you got to do a whole nother email address. It's just the whole thing. I just want to play the game. Just want to play the whole game. I just want to play the game. That's it. So complicated these days. It's too much. But, yeah, that's the milestone. He's in second grade, and he's getting a Switch, and I think I figured out how to give it to him so he can actually play it on his birthday. And we're taking him to jump, and it's like, it's cool, but man, I cannot relax while he's at jump. It's an hour of anxiety. It's just like, don't land on your neck, don't land on your neck, don't land on your neck, don't get hurt, don't land on your neck, don't break your leg, don't break your neck, don't break your back. That's me for an hour in my head the entire time. I can barely even watch. I know he's having fun. I need to relax, but I've become one of those almost overprotective parents. And there's people like, oh, you gotta let them have fun. It's just like, hey, man, I let my kid have fun, but I don't need a kid with a goddamn broken neck. Okay, call me what you want. You can call me a soft parent, but I didn't have a child just to, you know, let him injure himself, and then I gotta take care of him the rest of his life. Come on, man. I mean, God bless the parents that do have to take care of their kids their entire lives, but I would like to try to prevent it. I mean, sometimes shit happens, you got no control over it, but I don't want to be like, oh, I'm one of these cool parents from back in the day. You know what's funny, too? I always notice people, when people talk about parenting today, they always go, oh, back in the day, man, our parents just let us do what we want to do, but then they'll turn around and talk about like how much they used to get whooped and how parents used to spank all the time. It's like, did they not care or did they just spank you all the time? It's like, which is it? You know, people love doing that. And in one instance, the parents didn't give a shit. You know, you're just trying to compare to show how overbearing parents are today and back in the day. No one got hurt and parents didn't care. But then you also hear about, oh, we used to get whoopings for that shit back when I was a kid. We talked back. We used to do this. I thought they didn't care. Again, which is it? Were they spanking y'all for talking back and not doing what you told? Or were y'all allowed to smoke cigarettes in third grade in class in front of the teacher and they didn't care? I don't get it. Makes no sense. I don't know. Everybody's upset yet again. Dave Chappelle, one of the greatest comedians to ever grace the stage, came out with yet another special this past week called Sticks and Stones, and people are talking. I enjoyed it. I will say, it's not my favorite, but I enjoyed Dave Chappelle, man. And you hear some of these, like, morning show personalities talking about comedy and Chappelle, saying like, oh, you know, people are supposed to evolve with the times and maybe comedy has passed him up. This is a guy who's living in a world who doesn't know what's going on. Here's the thing. Dave Chappelle knows exactly what's going on. He's not that old. People are trying to make it seem like he's this out of touch 90-year-old guy. And he's not. The thing is, he's very aware of what's going on. And the thing is, everybody's always loved Dave Chappelle. They always thought he was brilliant. They loved everything he did. Now the culture is changed. And the things and people he are talking about are now the people who were fans of his. Because now they're tripping. Now they're on the receiving end of some genius Dave Chappelle material, and all of a sudden, it's not so fun. because the truth hurts. That's the problem. And it's a simple solution, man. And I've seen several, you know, well-known comics with a following and a successful career just tweeting, hey, man, you know what? If you don't like comedy or a certain type of person's comedy, it's just not for you. You don't need to write 40 blogs about it. Just don't watch it. It's really that simple. It's really that simple. But I get it at the same time. You also have a right to consume that piece of art and critique it. But don't get pissed off and want to cancel people and say that they're problematic because their interpretation of this piece of art is different than yours. And a lot of you leftist SJW people, your problem is you're mad because you want to say that certain people are done. What they do is no longer wanted or valid or funny. And they're suddenly not talented anymore. And you get upset when you see a guy like Dave Chappelle and Louis C.K. sell out immediately. Because you want those guys to be done. You want comedy to be a certain type of thing that you can do. Anybody can just get up and talk about what they don't like is going on in the world, in society, within themselves. Anyone can just do that. But to do that and be funny and poignant, not very many people can do that, especially with the funny part. And the fact that it's not approached from an angle that you like, you think it shouldn't exist, and people are saying otherwise, it hurts. It bothers you. You think you have more power than you do, and you don't. And that goes both ways. You know, you got people like, oh, I ain't shopping at Target anymore, or I'm not eating at Chick-fil-A, or I'm not eating here. And the thing is, those companies don't care, and it bothers you that they still make their money. Oh, I ain't, you know, this company right wing, this company supporting Trump, I'm done. That company will be fine without you. They don't need you. Because guess what? Someone else and many others will replace you. And I think that really bothers people, the fact that they pour their hearts out and they have these strong feelings about these companies and people, and it doesn't affect them at all. And they're kicking and screaming. And I think that's part of the reason why people go at each other so much, because it's like, you know what? I can't hurt Trump. I can't hurt Louis. I can't hurt Dave. I can't hurt these politicians or these people on the other side of the aisle that I detest. So I'll find someone on Facebook that just a regular guy that drives a truck, and he says some right-wing things that I don't like. Maybe we can get him to lose his job since we can't attack those people that are way up there. That's what it is. People are upset that their opinion doesn't really hold the weight that they think that it should. And we all entitled to our opinion. I'm completely fine with that. But don't be upset when the people have spoken. You know? I don't know. I'm a weird when it comes to this kind. Even like with the guns and stuff, man. It's just like, people know how I feel about guns. I'm not for, you know, all these gun control measures and they want these red flag laws and shit. And it's just like, I hate to use the term slippery slope, but it is. It's like, you think it's cool because your guys are in charge and they're going to be the ones saying like, oh, that's a red flag. Maybe we should take this person's weapons. That's fine when you're in charge, but when it's the other groups in charge and now they want to take your shit, now all of a sudden it's a problem. Then it just goes back and forth, and all we end up doing is from both ends stripping away rights from one another out of spite. Now, if we really got to a point where like they were like, hey, we're going to do it. And now this would never happen. We're going to do a national vote, a popular vote. And we would like to vote to get rid of guns. And again, like I said, this is very far. It's not going to, this would never happen.
But if it was to a point where there was like 90% of people that go, hey, we want to get rid of these, I can't argue with 90% of people. I can't argue with that. It's just like people have spoken. But we're not there yet. We're not there. We're not there. If 90% of people agree, like, hey man, we probably shouldn't be doing that. But again, we're not there. We're still 50-50 on a lot of stuff. And what's also crazy about these leftist people, man, it's like you have slowly become the type of people that you fought against. You know, you fought for all these LGBT rights and stuff, and like you want to normalize trans, you know, same-sex marriage and all this kind of stuff. And people are like, nah, man, we not cool with that. That's a slippery slope. If this happens, then this is gonna happen. And here you are, basically now doing the same thing when it comes to words. Everything is fluid. Everything is on a spectrum when it comes to sexuality, your gender, all that stuff. There's room for everybody when it comes to sexuality, orientation, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to politics and comedy, it's just like you're either for this or you're against it. Why is that? Why is that? You don't like when people do that for shit that you're fighting for. That's how people worry about gay and trans stuff. We can't have that. It was either yes or no. And people have really lightened up on that. A lot in our society. A lot. People are starting to accept that. Hey, man, people are just different. There's people different. Some people, a few days a week, it's like, you know what? I'm really into dudes. I'm really into chicks. Now I feel like, hey, I want to wear women's clothes this week. But I'm a guy. And people are starting to be like, hey, you know what? No one really cares. That's where we want to be. We're starting to allow this stuff. But now it's like, that's insane. You wanted people to just be open-minded, to just be accepting of other people's lifestyles. And it's just like, you know what? It took a while, but we're slowly getting there. And now here you are doing the same thing to people because they want to tell jokes or they have their own ideas of what the world or people look like. I mean, it's insane, man. It's almost come full circle. I don't know, man. I don't know where we're gonna go. But it's a great special, man. It's awesome, and basically, man, this is so frustrating because we go through this every couple of months. Like, Bill Burr is coming out in less than 2 weeks, and we will be right back to where we were. People just, they want the power to shut you down and control your livelihood. They like to know that they can take money from you. They can destroy you. They like knowing they can do that. But when they can't, it hurts. It really hurts. But I don't know, man. Just be an adult. If you don't like it, just don't watch it. I mean, there's plenty of shit that I don't like. And I'm not going to say like, oh, this white nationalist dude shouldn't be able to make videos for YouTube or put videos on YouTube. I don't care. I don't watch it. I don't watch the shit, man. I don't watch it. I don't know. And I'm not saying that Dave Chappelle is the antithesis of a white nationalist. I'm just saying, as long as you're not really threatening people and you want your ideas out there, I'm all for that. That's fine, and I don't have to agree. I want to be able to do the same shit too, and that's the thing, man. That's the thing. People want to be able to say what they want to say, but when you say what you want to say and they don't like it, so we got to shut this shit down. It's not fair. It's not fair, man. We're just slowly gonna we're just gonna cut away our rights from both sides out of spite, and before you know it, none of us will have anything left at all, man. Nothing. But we just keep going back. If it's not this, it's a mass shooting, or it's back and forth. But anyway, man. I just came back from, I guess this will be a little bit longer. Just got back from Charlotte, North Carolina. Was down there with Mark Norman. Had a great weekend. Had some great, awesome food. Nick Dees, my buddy from Virginia Beach, came down. Paige and Castaing, they came down on Saturday. Nick and Paige, not Paige, but Castaing did some guest spots. They did well. So it was a great time working with Norman. We knocked out some new jokes, some sketch ideas. We hung out. We had good food. The condo there is dope. It's a dope city. And that's about it, man. Now I'm back. Got some shows in town. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be down at the Addison Improv again with Mark Norman. I've never been to Texas to do comedy. I'm excited. I hear the club is dope. Looking forward to it. I still have my shirts, people. I got some more coming in a couple of days. The Don't Tread on Me parody shirts. Don't Tread on Comedy. You can get them on PayPal, and I'm working on getting a storefront, and so people can just buy them from a website. But right now, I'm selling them on PayPal. I also take Venmo, Cash App, Apple Pay. I got a Square. But so there's the show. That's the show. See you guys out there. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. If you're new to my podcast, welcome. And sorry that was so weird and ranty, man. It's just, I love comedy. I love Chappelle. And I want to be able to say what I want to say. And people shouldn't stop me. All right, bye.